Well, I think, Susie, it surprised me how little thought at one point in my life, including all the times I was studying the Word as a young believer, I came to Christ as a teenager, and all the sermons I prepared as a pastor, and how it had never sunk in with me the reality of what Scripture says about the nature of eternal life. We talk about eternal life as if it were just something, some theoretical thing. We're given eternal life, meaning we won't go to hell, we'll go to heaven forever, but not envisioning what that really meant. So it surprised me, I guess, that many of these passages that explicitly talk about a resurrected world that we will live on, and that we will engage in and be part of, that it just didn't sink home with me. And I remember when my mom was dying of cancer. She died actually in 1981, when our girls were just 3 years old and just 6 months old. I was thinking about how they missed out on a relationship with their grandma, except the oldest one, which she had for a few years. But then I was thinking, but they're not missing out, because God will restore the time, and God will give them a relationship with their grandmother. And right now, their grandmother may well be seeing them, and they're 36 and 34 now, but they have kids, and she may well be seeing her great grandkids. But whether she does or not right now, there will be reunion between all who are believers, and some who have never did meet on this earth will meet, and we will enjoy it. We will have time, and that's actually one of dozens and dozens of examples of incorrect things that are said. There is no time in heaven, and time shall be no more. Well, that's not from the Bible, that's from him, and when you actually look in the Bible, and I give numbers of examples of this, it's very emphatic that there will be time in the resurrected state on the new earth. The trees that are bearing fruit every month, which is a measurement of time, people who are in the presence of God in Revelation 6, who are saying, "How long, O Lord, before you bring judgment on those who murdered us, killed us?" These are martyrs who killed us on earth. And they don't say, "Have you brought judgment yet?" They know he hasn't. So they're able to see enough of what's going down on earth that they know he hasn't brought judgment yet. And say, "How long before you will?" And so how long? That's a measurement of time. And then Jesus responds to them, or the angel on behalf of Christ responds to them, "You must wait a little longer." Wait a little longer. That's time. And then in Revelation 8:1, it says there was silence in heaven for half an hour. That is just one of, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of these examples of things that we say, there will be no time in heaven. And yet, Scripture emphatically shows that there will be, but we simply miss it because we just don't think of it as a real place with an actual existence. We are finite creatures. That means we exist in space and time. Always have, always will, even in the resurrected state.